Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. Glad you could join us this weekend. We've got a great show lined up with a nice range of topics and guests for you tonight. After 11:30, Mike Rowe, host of Returning the Favor, Dirty Jobs, and Deadliest Catch, is going to join us to talk about how the coronavirus pandemic is showing all of us how critical frontline workers and small business owners are to daily life, especially those trade jobs that keep our world moving. It's also the new season of Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch, and we'll talk about that as well. After midnight, my buddy Christian Stolte, who plays Mouch on NBC's ultra-hit series Chicago Fire, just aired its season finale. So early, because they had to stop production. And we'll talk about that and what he's doing to keep sane these past few weeks. But first, there's a new Facebook series that began at the very beginning of it all called Happy Hour with the Hoovers. It showcases the comedic talent of my pal Jeff Hoover, producer of the WGN Morning News, and his lovely, amazing wife, Tracy, now a talented and entertaining mixologist. What's up, guys?
Hey, David.
What's going on?
What an introduction.
What an introduction.
I'd like to think I have some of the comedic talent as well, though.
You do. You guys are great together. It's so much fun, but I must say, I miss actually having cocktails with you both in person.
Oh, it'll happen again. It'll happen again.
Now, it happens every day at 6-ish, you say, because people are kind of patiently waiting.
I never run time for anything.
Yeah, right.
Six-ish.
I like the six-ish. So, Tracy, how did this idea first come about?
You know, we've had a routine of, I think, going to the winery so frequently, and that was kind of the, all right, we're going to stop working, we're going to go out, we're going to do something social, and we didn't have that anymore when the whole shelter at home came about. And so I said, all right, let's start with a cocktail then. Let's shake things up and let's start making cocktails. And Jeff has ideas of how we started filming and putting it on Facebook that I don't really remember those conversations, but I think...
My gosh, I actually remember something.
And I'll let him...
I need a drink. Give me a drink. Here's how I kind of thought it came about as well. First of all, Bob Surratt, Marianne Murciano have been doing social media influencing using Instagram and Facebook, and once in a while we'll tune that in and chime in, and they just have a great time, and it's fun to watch. You get to see them be themselves, and I think that's the appeal, seeing people being true to themselves and each other, especially now more than ever. Jim Gaffigan, who needs an outlet, you know, he used to tour all over the world, and now he's stuck at home with his six kids and his wife, and he created Dinner with the Gaffigans.
Yeah.
Those things kind of had an influence with Tracy and I, and like, hey, you know, it gives us something to look forward to. You know, we're stuck quarantined together.
Well, it's a marker. It's a marker. And by the way, you didn't mean stuck with her. You just meant you're quarantined.
No.
But I mean,
wouldn't want to be stuck with anybody else.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. But I mean,
I'm married up, David. Come on.
But it's a marker during the day, right, Tracy? I mean, it's like you said, you know, you had a routine. The routine is gone. You kind of created a new routine. And now you got 500-600 people at a time, maybe even more than that, tuning in to watch it.
Absolutely. And it is. It's a time when I'm going to share a secret. We usually don't get dressed and showered until just before.
That's awesome.
Stop working. It's a marker to get dressed, put on your regular clothes, do your hair, put on makeup. Jeff takes a lot longer to do his makeup than I do.
But I think the bites are perfect. Like, you know, I was talking to Jeff about this the other day that, you know, when my son watches stuff at 19 years old, he's watching stuff that's somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. So, I mean, hitting a 7-8 minute mark, it's quick, it's fun. And I do look forward to it. Like, you know, you talked about the Dinner with the Gaffigans. Before we sit down to dinner, I watch your cocktail thing, I watch the Dinner with the Gaffigans, and then I go downstairs and have my own meal. I mean, it's fun. It's a nice mile marker for me, too, to end my day a little bit.
Here's another little secret I'll share with you, because some of the Facebook viewers have not figured this out yet. Monday through Thursday, we do live to tape. So, no rehearsal. We hit record, and it's just her and I playing off each other. I have no idea what she's going to make, and we just have fun. Whatever happens in that 5 to 10 minutes is what goes out on Facebook, warts and all. On Friday, we do a live one. That's one we do interact, and we invite people to tune in and give us recipe ideas and tell us what they've liked, what they've tried. And that's a lot of fun. But I realize I'm no expert in social media, but to do 5 nights a week of Facebook Live, that's taxing on people.
It is. It's a little pressure. Yeah.
So we make it a special night on Friday. That's the one we do that's interactive, and we get great comments on those Monday to Thursday one, and we utilize them and respond to their questions, and we certainly appreciate those. But those are a look live on tape, and we don't want to – it's kind of a lot of work to – if you're friends with somebody, like, oh, gosh, they're on Facebook Live again. I guess I got to watch this.
Yeah.
So we don't put that kind of pressure on our friends and viewers of our – Facebook stuff.
But Friday's a perfect day of the week for that. I love it. We're talking to Jeff and Tracy Hoover. Their new daily Facebook show airs weekdays at 6-ish, soon also to be featured on their own YouTube channel. And there's more when we come back on 720 WGN. State Player on 720 WGN. We're talking to Jeff and Tracy Hoover. Their new daily Facebook show airs weekdays at 6-ish, soon to be also featured on their own YouTube channel. So I know you both enjoy your wine, especially from the Linfrid Winery down the street. But Tracy, you and I are a little bit more about the bourbon and the whiskey.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you feel like you're
luscious?
Well, Jeff, you'll do gin and tonics. You'll do vodka. Your palate is pretty flexible. You're a lot more flexible.
I'll drink whatever you put in front of me.
clearly. So you must have some favorite cocktails that you've made already. And by the look at Jeff's face, you know, on a couple of them, the jury was out. Like on one or two, he's like, which I love because that's the, you know, Tracy, Tracy Hoover is, you know, just a culinary delight. Like she's a vegetarian. She makes the most amazing, amazing, amazing dishes I've ever had. And taking this talent now, and by the way, you're going to have to start doing a Facebook show or YouTube show on cooking too.
Thank you.
In all of this. But you've kind of transferred that over into that. So you're very meticulous when you're making the drinks and trying them out. And I think you're a lot more open to it. Jeff's face kind of tells me whether I'm going to like it or not. I think that.
I can say one drink that he actually, it was inspired by leftovers. I had basil in the house for a homemade pizza. And so I looked for drinks that utilized basil. And we're also trying, I'm venturing out. I wasn't ever really a big gin fan. And now I'm discovering that I like that. Tequila was always, But the other day, I think it was this week, I made a gin basil smash. And you muddled some basil leaves with simple syrup and lemon juice and got that to a little bit of a green tint and then threw in the gin and ice and shook that up. And then you could have served that over ice or, you know, we served it up in a martini glass. And I think, unless he was lying to me, he said he really liked it and was surprised.
I was really surprised because when you talk about putting like a basil in a cocktail, mm-hmm. just it's like, what, put a rutabaga in there, why don't you? I mean, it's like, but it was delicious.
But that's really interesting taking, because we're all stuck in the house. We're not making 90 trips to the grocery store or the liquor store, and really utilizing what you have in the fridge and in your cabinets is pretty important right now. I mean, that's how we're preparing our dinners. I never even thought about that from a cocktail perspective.
Right. And that's, you know, and one of the other cocktails, you hear about a drink with a lot of drinks with simple syrup, and I had come across one that had a honey syrup.
Oh, okay.
Really easy drink called a Gold Rush, and the honey syrup is essentially the exact same as the simple syrup, equal parts sugar and water, but this is equal parts honey and water. And so I'm looking at my little honey jar, and they're like, take a cup of honey and take a cup of water. And I'm like, I only have the little bear, so I made a small, like a quarter cup of honey, so we can, you know, make that last. But it was, that was just, you know, some good bourbon and a little bit of the honey syrup and lemon juice, and you shook that with ice and put a large cube in a rocks glass. You would really like that one, David.
Yeah, I think that sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Definitely. Sounds very old-fashioned. I found a new vanilla syrup. It's called Divine Vanilla, and it comes almost in the size of a wine bottle. I mean, it's huge, and it has to be refrigerated and stuff, but it just creates a – and it's got a little bite to it, too, almost like a little cinnamon in there, just to shake it up a little bit as well. Yeah.
Nice.
Was there one that you made – both of you, that when you got done taping, you were like, you just threw it in the sink. You're like, yeah, this is not either of our thing at this point.
I'm going to say no.
I would say so far, not a single strikeout.
Okay. All right. That's good.
I'm not lying. I mean, I'm totally expecting that day to come where one of the drinks that she finds, that she tries, it's not going to deliver. But so far, they've all been out of the park.
And the gin, you were talking about the gin, Tracy. We talked about this before. Like, the gin that's made today is not your grandfather's gin.
No, no, absolutely not. There's so many. I mean, you look at the small batch gin houses and what they're producing. And, I talked, actually, I was had to do my grocery run. And I just was, I'm going to Mariano's. I don't know if that's a plug. Sorry if I but I'm going to one grocery store that I can get everything at, and happened to grab a bottle of Hendrick's, and the woman who was ringing me up said, oh, that's a great gin. It's my favorite. And we had a whole conversation about the different nuances of gin. And she was so excited to talk to somebody about something other than the pandemic. So it was fun. It was fun.
What are some other favorite recipes that you
I've
guys
have one yeah. I've got one that I really like. I don't know, I think we did tape this one, but this was probably one of the first cocktails we had when the shelter in place started, and it's from a restaurant we go to called Maize and Mash, and I order it every time we go there. And I had asked at one point, I said, would you guys consider sharing the recipe? And she said, not a problem, and rattled it right off. I think it's one they created there, or she said they did, and that's got equal parts of elderflower liqueur and Aperol, and then that one's got tequila in it. And again, I'm not normally a tequila girl, and fresh lemon juice, and then you just top that off with a little pink Himalayan sea salt. Really good. Serve that up. It's they're
that
all phenomenal.
Good.
And it's a good looking drink. I mean, when you come over, David, and hopefully that'll be very soon, we're going to make you that because it's so pretty to look
at. Yeah. Actually, all the drinks have been, too. Like, you know, there's a little presentation to go with everything. And I think that's what's pretty important as well.
She loves the garnish.
Yeah, I like that.
She's got the garnish.
I like that. I made, and I think I told you this for our Christmas party and my son's graduation party last year, I made, I think it was 6 or 7 gallons of Old Fashioned. I mean, you're doing these little really cool mix-out. Right. And so to get 7 gallons of this to taste right and balance it, this was a bear, man. It was like, you know, 10 bottles of Old Forester, and then how much vanilla syrup, and you know, I know, it was crazy. And then, because we put it in like one of those spigots that you would do for like lemonade water in the backyard, the little containers. And then you know, the balance, I mean, it literally cracked open an entire several bitter bottles and just dumped them all in there. And it was a really rough taste test because it was about 40 minutes of that. And you're realizing you're tasting constant shots pretty much of what you're making. But then, you know, we peeled some oranges, we had some Luxardo cherries, and everybody just helped themselves. And it was gone in a few hours. Like, it made me very nervous. Like, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that stuff.
It was gone, and everyone else was gone too.
Yeah, pretty much. So you both, you know, and you're doing this together. You're both in completely different lines of work. Now, doing this show together, and you've done other projects together and stuff before, have you found that you work well together, or does it have its challenges and you just get through them?
I will say that it reminds me of working on WGN Morning News, because there's some planning that goes into it, which Tracy does, and then it's and then we just turn on the mic or hit the play or start record, and it's just her and I playing off each other. We don't discuss it. There's not any pre-planning as far as like what we're going to talk about, blah 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 blah. So it's like our morning show. It's like whatever, you know. I think that's why people are responding to it so favorably, is that they're watching two people be real with each other.
Yeah.
Agreed. We're not being fake. Yeah. We're just having fun, and that's why people watch our morning show. They get their information, and we leave room for fun. So in these little snippets, you get some information, and hopefully you get a little fun watching it. She doesn't have any Second City experience. I haven't done improv in, you know, real legitimate improv in many years.
Yeah, you guys are so natural.
But she's a natural. I mean, she's beautiful. She's very talented.
Thank you.
She's quick. And, I mean, the responses that we get are like, oh, my God.
You're also setting yourself up for a little love later, probably. Now, yeah. Tracy, do you feel the same way about this? I mean, you get along. Yeah. It's easy peasy with him.
I mean, we're coming up on 20 years of marriage and 23 years together, and people are always like, "Oh, you're a saint to be married to him." I married him for a reason, though. He makes me laugh. He's silly. I think that one of the greatest compliments friends gave us when we first started dating, actually they were his friends, they said, "Jeff is Jeff when he's with you. He doesn't try to pretend to be anybody else." And, you know, that's who I love. I think at one point our only tiny little maybe scuffle, is that a word, was when he was trying to produce something a little. He's like, "Well, I think I'm like, "No, we're not producing this." And he's like, all right. And I mean, that was one time, and it's, you know, camera, shoot, go, and no real preparation or talk or anything.
Well, it's really natural. It's a lot of fun. It's happy hour with the Hoover Sixers.
I really owe you a lot for this interview because you've really set me up for tonight. So. I mean,
fantastic. What are friends for?
Not that I need your help. But,
right.
Thank you so much for letting us be on your program.
Absolutely.
This is a thrill. We honestly just are doing this for fun. We don't know what's going to happen here, but the fact that you and so many other people have been so supportive, we can't thank you enough, and thank you.
No, it's been a lot of fun. A lot of fun watching it and continue watching it six-ish every single day. Now, Jeff, you're not heading into work.
Happy hour with a Hoover! Little pitchy.
I was gonna say, you have it, like, you do your something completely Hoover on Mondays still, and you're working from home. You're booking gas. You're doing your thing. Are you missing the characters a little bit?
I'm working probably more now from home than I did when I actually went to Channel 9.
We're all saying that the day never ends. Yeah. You can follow and watch Happy Hour with the Hoovers on the Facebook pages of Jeff Hoover and Tracy Hoover, soon to be on their own YouTube channel, weekdays at 6-ish for your cocktailing pleasure.
The tongue twister.
That's right, for your cocktailing pleasure. And then, of course, catch Jeff with the WGN Morning News. He'll be doing his Something Completely
Hoover. And I just
Hoover.
Got to say, David Plyer, you made the people of Bangladesh forget they were hungry.
Oh, yeah. Hi.